This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, I want to thank you all for the well wishes. Alhamdulillah, starting to feel way better today. And yes, I'm wearing my red scarf in support of all my sisters for a day without a woman. It's been more like a week without a woman for me, but alhamdulillah. I was sitting listening to some Quran and Surah Maryam was playing. And verse 96, such a beautiful ayah. I wanted to share it with you. The ayah says what? إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. Oh my God, I wish I could translate this well enough. The ayah basically says what? Indeed or truly, those who believe and do acts of righteousness, truly Allah will grant them, not Allah, truly the most merciful will grant them affection. Now, the word ود is not just affection. Okay, it's a combination of affection, love, there's mercy and rahmah in there, subhanak ya Rabb. So it's not just you believing, right? You believe and then you act upon your belief, right? You do acts of what? Righteousness. You believe and you pray fajr. You get up and pray for fajr. You believe and you put your hijab on. You believe and you visit your sick neighbor, or you believe and you ask about your parents. You believe and you act upon it, right? And what's the reward? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rahman, grants you affection. Oh my God. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu arda says that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a servant or one of his servants, he calls to Angel Jibreel in the heavens and he says, Ya Jibreel, truly I love so-and-so, so love him. Ya Jibreel, inni uhibbu fulan fa'ahibbu. Can you imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ar-Rahman calling you, yes you, by your name, because you acted upon your belief, and says what? Asks the Angel Jibreel to love you. Who are we? Who are we to be mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His highest heaven, subhanak ya Rabb? And Angel Jibreel loves you. And that doesn't just stop there. And then Angel Jibreel goes on and calls what? The inhabitants of what? Of the heavens. Ahlil, what? Ahl al-sama'. Ya ahl al-sama'. Oh, inhabitants of heaven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so-and-so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you because you're what? Acting upon your belief. So love him. And then the inhabitants of the heavens love you. And it doesn't stop there. And then acceptance is sent down on earth and placed in the people's hearts for you. People love you. People accept you. People want to be around you and talk to you. Subhanak ya Rabb. Such a reward from the Rahman, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about it. Isn't it worth it to wake up in the middle of the night and act upon your belief and pray fajr on time? Is it not worth it to pick up that phone and ask about your family members that you've cut off for so many years? Is it not worth it to wear this hijab? Is it not worth it to go and ask about your neighbors and visit the sick and smile in your friend's face or your brother or sister's face? Think about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ar-Rahman mentioning you by your name. Alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. You believe and then you act about upon it, sorry. And Allah mentions your name. Is it not worth it? Think about it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.